piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Some time ago, you introduced me to the galette, this fabulous
rustic fruit tart.
Yeah, tart. Easy to make.
Make a regular pie dough, roll it out, put a fruit filling on it, something in season. Like right now, we have rhubarb and strawberries. Put this filling on the center of the galette and leave a couple of inches of the pastry uncovered. Bring up the edges of the pastry to cover the edges of the galette. Press it down so that it sticks to the fruit filling. And then you put it in the oven. You bake it for about 45 minutes, and you've got a great dessert.
You can put that thing out on the counter, and if you turn your back for a minute, it'll be gone.
It's gone. It's gone because it is so good. Yeah. Rhubarb and strawberries are an absolutely natural partners. Now, I've made this galette with just plain rhubarb. And I've also made it with rhubarb and strawberry, and I like it better with the strawberry for a couple of reasons. For one thing, the strawberries add some sweetness so I can cut back on the sugar. And another thing is that even though I use red-stalked rhubarb, the strawberries add a really lovely redness of color, too. So there's a really lovely reddish-pink color to this filling.
Two different textures.
Yeah, two different textures. Mm-hmm. The recipe will be at my blog, thebakingwizard.com.
I go there every day, first thing in the morning, to see what you concocted overnight.
Well, yeah, right.
Maybe once or twice a week.
Yes. You know? The pastry, it's a regular pie dough. You can use your favorite pie dough. I like to use an all-butter crust. I use butter and flour. The proportions for a classic pie dough are 5 parts of flour to 4 parts of butter. So what that means is if you were to scoop a 1 cup dry measure into your flour container and you fill it to overflowing and level it off, that's 5 ounces of flour. 4 parts of butter would be then 1 stick of butter, which would be 4 ounces. That's my proportion. Then I'd work that into the flour, add a little bit of sugar, which helps it caramelize very nicely, a few tablespoons of ice water to hold it all together, roll it out really thin. If I'm going to do the rhubarb and strawberries, I like 2 parts rhubarb to 1 part of strawberries. For this particular galette, which calls for 6 cups of fruit, it's 4 cups of rhubarb, 1 pound, and then 1/2 pound of strawberries, 2 cups. I dice the rhubarb.
Oh, you dice?
Yeah, into like 1/2-inch pieces, and I cut the strawberries into 1/2-inch pieces. But I mix my dry ingredients first. I like to do a combination of granulated sugar, white sugar, and brown sugar. Because rhubarb is very juicy and strawberries are very juicy, I mix in several tablespoons of flour as my thickener. Always add a bit of salt for fruit. Perk up the flavor. If it's apple, if it's rhubarb, whatever, I always add a pinch of salt. For spices, you can be very simple or you can leave them out. I like to use a little bit of cinnamon, cloves, and nutmeg. That's just my own choice. And I like orange with rhubarb. And so I grate the zest of an orange and add that in. I also like ginger, but this is strictly optional. Candied ginger, crystallized ginger, readily available. I chop that up fine. If you don't want to do it, leave that out. Another thing that goes really well with rhubarb and strawberry is vanilla. I add a couple of teaspoons of vanilla to the dry ingredients and a couple of tablespoons of orange juice and toss it all around. I roll my pastry out and I put it onto a 14-inch pizza pan. You want to roll your dough out until it's about 16 inches in diameter. Very rough edges. You don't
have
to.
That's what I've been doing.
And then just drape it over a 14-inch pizza pan. And then put your filling right in the middle, but as I said, leave a couple of inches of bare pastry all around, and then dot your filling with a couple of tablespoons of butter, which adds moistness and flavor, and then bring up the edges and press it down. Brush the top of the pastry with water and then sprinkle with granulated sugar, or I like turbinado sugar. Put it in 400-degree oven for about 45 to 50 minutes. It gets all nice and bubbly. The pastry gets nice and brown. Sometimes you'll see that juices have leaked out, regardless of how careful you were. Don't
be
upset.
How do they do that?
I don't understand, but it happens. Then just let it cool on the pan until you can move it, I'd say 30 minutes or so, and then take it off the pan and let it cool until it's tepid or room temperature, and then cut into wedges and serve it plain or with creme anglaise, whipped cream, or with ice cream.
Ice cream.
And as I said, for the recipe, go to thebakingwizard.com.
with that information. Remind yourself also to make sure you come back to
the Food Guys. Dum 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 d